This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Charles Barkley, who I know gets a lot of crap around here. Mm-hmm. Charles Barkley's got a lot of Joe Beningo in him.
What do you mean?
Well, here's what I mean.
Pure hater, and he just sticks on it and never goes away?
No, nothing to do with hating. Charles Barkley's going to tell you how he feels. He's just going to tell you. He doesn't try to spruce it up. He just tells you. Same thing with Joe. Like, if Joe B had, you know, Aaron Rodgers on in the middle of last year, bro, what the hell is going on with you, bro?
Bad job by me.
Aaron Glenn, what the hell? Why'd you get rid of this guy? Like, it's part of what made Joe great. So the whole crew, the TNT crew, had Carl Anthony Towns on the set. And Charles Barkley found the inner Nick fan to say this to Cat. I'm just going to play you his question and comment, and then we'll debate on how one should answer it. Here is the TNT crew led by Charles Barkley.
Now, I got to criticize you. Yeah, man, why do you be getting them dumb fouls?
I was going to ask the same question.
Why do you do that?
But the answer was interesting.
Oh, you heard his answer?
Yeah.
How would you answer that, by the way, if you're the guy? Like, I'm trying to think of the example with you. Oh, I would say, Tiki, I love you. What about those dumb fumbles? Mm. Like, how would you answer that?
I'd just say I suck sometimes, but I'm also really good.
I mean, that's a good way to answer it.
Right.
It's like a mix of humble and, hey, yes, I know I'm good.
Right. I'm great, but also I suck sometimes.
But you got to appreciate Charles asking that question, because every Knicks fan has felt the same way.
It's funny, because I wouldn't have thought that they would think to ask it. I know they talk about it, but to think to ask that question, which was, I guess it was kind of relevant in this game, but not as prevalent as it had previously been. But it's clearly something they always talk about.
I love how Shaq jumps in like, yeah I'm with you.
Me I too. Was going to do the same thing. Cosign.
That does sound like me and Joe now. Uh-huh. Joe says something. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I agree with that. So here is the question and Carl Anthony Towns' answer, because every Knicks fan wants to know the answer. Like, okay, why those dumb fouls?
Well, I got to say something. I got to criticize you. Yeah, man, why do you be getting them dumb fouls?
I was going to ask the same question.
Why do you do that?
God only knows.
I mean, because, you know, when you got your fourth foul, they took you out. They made a run.
Yeah.
You got to stop doing that.
I got to do a much better job.
Yes.
I got to do a much better job.
Like, you can get fouls, but a couple, like the other day when you just grabbed somebody by the wrist.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you talking about last game or this game?
Last game.
Every game.
Oh, you talking about the one with the pick and roll
knee
snap?
You just grabbed his arm.
Yeah.
But you can't be getting those
fouls. I can't. You ain't wrong. I hurts our team. But, again, I want to give a shout out to the bench and the guys, you know, Achiuwa, everyone who comes in and they hold it down, even when I'm making these mistakes. I got to fix that, though.
Okay.
It's a answer.
Yeah. I mean, he gave credit to the guys that come in and have to play when he's in foul trouble, but he didn't really answer it. He just says, well, I got to be better. I give him credit for taking accountability. And again, we've said this all series with this Knicks team. Whenever something bad happens, they take accountability for
right.
it. They don't ignore it and say, oh, what are you talking about? It's your lying eyes. We're actually playing a different way than you're accusing us of being. But what else is he going to say?
No, I think when you start off by saying God only knows, it makes me laugh. I mean, yeah, honestly. Because it's like, how the hell do you kill him for that?
I mean, I think the key to answering the tough questions like that is to disarm the questioner, but also the listener. And by saying God only knows, you're just like, what is he even talking about?
Oh, it's a disarming comment.
100%.
Because if you're Charles or you're Shaq or you're me or you're anybody else who's mad about this, now you're just laughing. So right. At least he understands.
Because there is no real good answer. You can't say, well, strategically, I was trying to disrupt whatever the game flow of the Pacers or whoever he was fouling.
Right. Like,
none of that makes any sense.
No, especially when you're holding an opponent's hand. That foul was from game four, yeah. And Shaq's right about it. And I think what really, really hurts Karl Anthony Towns, and they alluded to this, is that he's gaining such a reputation that he then gets called for chippy fouls because his reputation is there that he commits dumb fouls. And so it makes things worse.
Right.
But I appreciate Barkley asking that question, and I don't have audio of this one, but I got another one that was so great that it was finally asked, and it was asked of Mikal Bridges.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
One of the critiques I've had about Mikal Bridges all season long was not going to the free throw line.
Yeah.
Like, he is clearly afraid to go to the line, which is weird. He's a good free throw shooter, so this isn't a Ben Simmons situation where he's like, I don't want to shoot free throws. But he doesn't want contact. And we all think, or I think most of us think, from Game 4's loss, one of the more pivotal moments was that fast break at the end of the first half, when Mikal ends up fading away.
Yeah.
Knicks were up by one at that point. Pacers closed the half on a 6-0 run, then a 7-0 run to start the second half. But this has been a problem all year. If you look at Bridges' stats this season and you compare it to the past, he's attempting far less free throws.
Yeah.
This is one of the critiques we've had on him all season long. It's very strange. In fact, I'll give you the number. He's attempted 1.4 free throws per game. Last year in Brooklyn, he attempted 3.1. The year before that, after the trade to Brooklyn, he attempted 5.9.
And yet, that's not even counting. I mean, yesterday, he took none.
And he took none. So it's even gotten worse in the postseason. So the numbers are the numbers. Like, he is not going to the line nearly as much. And it's not just the situation he's in, because that playing game four is a great example that he's just avoiding contact. So I read this from Jared Schwartz, who covers the NBA and the Knicks for the New York Post. So there's no audio. I'm going to read it to you. Mikal Bridges often passes up contested layups for fadeaway jumpers. He has played 640 minutes this postseason, and he has taken 14 free throws. I asked him about his mindset attacking the rim and why that number is so low. Here's Bridges' answer. So he's asked, not in the same pointed way that Cat was asked, but, hey, what's going on? I'm not sure. Everybody's play style is a little different. I'm not sure. It's just different ways to play. If I do get fouled or not, it's not really a thing. I don't know. I mean, you talk about a non-answer. Like, that's no answer. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. And I don't know what the real answer is, because we could try to look through it and say, okay, well, what is the real answer to this? Because when I brought this up a few months ago, one of the pushbacks was, well, it's a different situation than Brooklyn. It's a different situation than the end of Phoenix. But look at specific plays. You see that he's afraid of contact.
Yeah.
You see it. So why? Especially a guy who's a good free throw shooter.
Don't know. 17 games this postseason so far, going back to the Detroit series, he has taken 14 free throws.
That's unbelievable.
10 of 14. And in the Boston series, he took none. Zero. And six games, zero free throw attempts.
And his answer is, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Everyone's play style's different.
Well,
I mean, don't know.
The one thing I could, to his credit, say is that he clearly has a spot that he wants to get to. You see him.
Oh, yeah. And when he gets there, man, he's fired.
And he's fired. Sometimes he drives the lane, and we're like, just go finish and get fouled, right? Maybe it'll throw it off the top of the backboard, and it'll go in, and you get an N1. But what he does is he drives to create space for him to get to a spot.
Right.
And then he takes that fadeaway jumper, and sometimes they go down. So I think he's just trying, because I think he knows he's struggling offensively, and he's not going to score 30 points in a game. So he wants to be judicious and sure that he's taking good shots for him. And so he knows his spot. He maneuvers around his spot and finds a way to get to his spot, fade away, and take the shot. That's what I think it probably is. And I don't think it's a lack of aggression. I just think he wants to be comfortable with the shots he does take.
Because
he's not taking a ton of shots in these games. Last night he did. I mean, this series he has, but he hasn't in previous series.
And when he gets into his spots in the mid-range, he's great.
He's money.
He's fantastic. It's just, there are examples. I'm going to start charting this too now. I'm going to cite the examples where Bridges should be cooked. Just get to the line.
Right.
Like, the one obviously that jumps out is the one I've cited numerous times, which is right at the end of the first half of game four. But it's very obvious. That answer was pretty horrible. Like, it was very different than Cat, who I think tried to answer it. Mikal has no answer. Do you have an answer, Tommy?
Ask me the question one more time.
It's fine. We're going to move on. Okay. Let's go to Kevin in Islip Terrace. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how you doing, Evan?
Yo,
how you
what's doing, up? Pete?
What's up, man?
Listen, Evan, remember before you said that when you watch the game, you close your eyes and you cover your face?
Yeah, sometimes
I
do that.
The day of the game, I'm pumped up. I can't sit still. 8 o'clock, I tell my wife, I'm going in the bedroom. I'm watching the Knicks. I watch them for 2 minutes. I got to flip the channel. I get nervous. I'm putting the pillow over my head. I'm watching the hockey game. I got the Knicks on the phone. I'm peeking at the score. I go back. I'm a great fan, but I can't sit for the whole game. I go crazy.
Yeah,
the Knicks are like the cardiac kids.
Yeah, no, they are, and they've given you one hell of a roller coaster ride this year. I never shut the game off. I'm never at that point where I can't watch. I'm just not enjoying it. Like, I don't enjoy sports as much as I love sports, and it's my livelihood. When my team is good, this is why, like, I swear to God, you're not going to believe me. I'm at the Garden last night. I'm a Knick hater, sure. I always admit that. I enjoyed myself last night because I really didn't have that pressure. And I looked around and I saw people with pressure, and I was like, damn. Like, I'd rather be you, but I'm glad I'm not you, if that makes any sense.
I don't get that, though.
It's, what?
Because even that nerve-wrackingness, there's still a certain element of fun to it, even in losses.
Not really.
It's why you watch sports, because no. Guess what? It actually, when you take a step away, it's so ridiculous that we feel that way, that in the end, it is an escape. It's okay to be angry over sports, because you're getting angry over something so stupid. Yeah. I don't know, like, I embrace it.
I don't feel that way at all. Mm. And I'll give you an example. Tell me if this makes sense, Tommy. Last night was Mets-Dodgers game 5. It's the same thing. You're down 3-1. Mm-hmm. Your attitude, at least, is, look, we want to win the series. We cannot lose at home. We can't have this happen. Mets jump out to a 3-0 lead, like right away. Oh, Pete Alonso. Okay, great. Then the Dodgers score a run. Then the Mets score 5 runs. They're up 8-1. But you're never safe. Then the Dodgers score a run. You're like, wait a second. Then it's 10-2, but they score 3 runs in the 5th and a run in the 6th. You're still up 10-6, but you're like, whoa, hold on a second. I don't know, man. And then you hold on. You eventually win 12-6. And at the end of the day, you're like, oh, we blew them out. But you were miserable the entire time because you were so nervous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.